listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the E? Keep it real, take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Yes, okay, so, yeah, we're live, right? We're on the air. All right, so let's get this thing started right. Yes, this is another episode. I'm sorry, guys, it's a Monday. It's another episode of Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show that you're currently tuned into. And, wow, I'm just bewildered and bemused, especially with all the things going on in China. Oh, wow. It's amazing. I've been doing a lot of research on pathology and some other things that we're going to talk about today. But as of this moment, I would like to introduce my co-host, Will Turbit, the man wonder.
What is going on, V? How's it going tonight? What's up, Mike?
It's going. But I want to hear from you first. What you got on your table?
Well, there's, you know, I know last week I was kind of, you know, everything's bad. We got no wins. Well, I'll start with one negative story, which I found on Associated Press and also Bloomberg. The headline is CDC chief warns of impending doom as COVID cases, death rise. So I don't think we're out of the clear yet. I think they're going to say we maybe get some rising cases or there's a variant. Although it's every other indicator is saying that we're going back towards opening, which is cool. But we do have some victories for sure. So New York City is moving to end qualified immunity, which is really, really awesome. That's a huge victory. If we could get everywhere doing that, that would be a great thing, right? Because instead of when an officer does something wrong, we pay for it as taxpayers, and they raise the taxes on it, and it doesn't come out of a officer's penalty or anything like that. Hopefully we can get to the pocketbook, pardon me, not penalty, but hopefully we can get to the point where we can start holding these people personally and financially liable for breaking the law, breaking their rights, just like ordinary citizens. Most people don't know that the police officers have an officer's bill of rights. There's been legislation passed in certain states as well as basically nationally too, giving officers like above and beyond. They get extra protections that their employers, us, we're not entitled to. So I think that's pretty cool. The qualified immunity is definitely a step in the right direction and trying to end that. And then another victorious, I guess, story here in Virginia. I'm not in Virginia, but down in Virginia, I should say. This is from ABC News. Virginia lawmakers ban police use of facial recognition. So that's really good, even that they're talking about it. There's no real oversight that is going to be able to stop police from using that. You know, who's going to police the police? But just the fact that Virginia took that stance and New York City is taking that stance, I think it's powerful things, and we are having some victories here too.
Okay, well, I'm trying to do my best to make through the noise. I think I've made it through. Had a little bit of a noise campaign there. You know, the ambulances that I can't get if I were to call one myself seem like the entire parade of them just went by. It's almost like everybody's just getting hurt all at the same time. You know, there's just no possible way that there could be any conspiracies against me, of course. yeah. Anyhow. yeah. That has actually been rolled out. The facial recognition, that's something that's popping up and being squashed pretty much all around the country. So I'm glad to hear that continuing. So that's a, I guess, a victory for us little people.
Another story that I thought was interesting, because we've been covering lately how the so-called liberal outlets are actually racist, like NPR and CNN, and you know, what was the other one? Like
the Fox.
Black people confused about vaccinations or something like that. Like, oh, they don't know.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yep. So yeah. This is another kind of, I guess, victory. This is another one from ABC News. UK, this is out of the UK. I don't know what the stats are like here in the United States. This is from earlier today. But I think the stats would probably be something similar. But the UK agency says vaccination rates lowest among older black people. The subheadline says new figures from Britain's statistics agency show that older people from black African backgrounds are more than seven times as likely as white Britons to have not received the coronavirus vaccine. Well, maybe it's because they know what Bill Gates did to Africa. Maybe it's because they're older and they remember the Tuskegee experiments in the United States. So I thought that was crazy. Seven times as likely. This is one of those things where it's like, what are you going to say? Are you going to eat? Like, and that's when you get the cat. That's when you get like the liberal racism coming out. Well, you know, they're just not educated enough. Apparently they're too confused. And they're giving bad information. They can't think for themselves. So it's pretty interesting.
Well, see, that is, and I'm trying to get my dreads off the mic here. I'm just so unprofessional today. You don't have to excuse me. I'm really trying to take it easy. there's going to be so much information flying about. Now, I'm going to validate, you know, not just my black people, but also everyone else who is educated, aware of what's going on. yeah, server's going to be up very soon. We're going to be not just rolling with the punches, but we're going to be throwing some too. And I just cannot wait. That's when I get to fire it back up. I get to spit hot fire more than usual. So, yeah, this is just sort of red pill hardcore light, I guess, so to speak. But I also want to invite callers to be calling in. So once again, you callers, you dedicated fans, are going to be the only ones who can call into the show for free after the server goes up. You have honorary let's say, Red Pill membership for the show. It's my media. Lots of behind the scenes and what have you. So, yes. We don't trust... It's not just the white man. You know, it's just like the shooters. The ones that will say, oh, I just woke up today, kill white people. I just want to kill white people. It's not that the shooter was racist, that he actually hated white people. White people is a euphemism for the establishment at large, okay? So it's sort of that thing that we don't trust white people. We know not to. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I think it kind of goes without saying. It's actually an indication of our intelligence. We're not gullible. We know what's up the creek, and we are already without a paddle. So that's just, you know, if they think they're going to goad us into doing something dumb by insulting our intelligence, well, that just goes to show you that the establishment isn't so bright themselves. So they can try their psychological ploys all they like. All they like. And it's all a ploy. The whole thing. You know, once again, I've been studying a little bit into the history of pathology. You know, once we learn germ theory, some very major events happen in the United States. I kind of want to go ahead and cut myself off there before I say too much, but we have a couple of clips ready. I think they're ready to go. And, so let's just go ahead and jump into one of them.
Of course, the entire world is suffering from the coronavirus, or as I call it, the CCP virus, since it spread because of a Communist Party cover-up. But people aren't just suffering from the CCP virus itself. They're also suffering from CCP virus tests and vaccines. The Chinese vaccine CoronaVac is being tested in Brazil, but its efficacy rate is only just above 50%. That's far lower than the Chinese company initially claimed. Compare that to the two main vaccines made by U.S. companies. Those have an efficacy rate of 95%. Meanwhile, two U.S. federal agencies have learned nothing from the past year, because they've been pushing Chinese COVID-19 tests despite warnings that it's a security risk. How could a coronavirus test be a security risk? Well, it was created by BGI, China's leading genetics company. And there are concerns that the test could give Americans' DNA data to a Chinese company. Some of the genetic data from BGI's gene sequencing machines gets stored on Huawei equipment. Yeah. And get this. The U.S. Commerce Department sanctioned two of BGI's subsidiaries earlier this year, saying they provided technology to collect and catalog the DNA profiles of China's persecuted Uyghur population. It's a kind of a problem, huh? Well, nevertheless, BGI enlisted a foundation tied to a former U.S. president, George H.W. Bush, and used a company linked to the United Arab Emirates' top spy to promote its efforts. A prominent New York real estate lawyer threatened to complain to California's governor if state health officials there didn't use BGI's tests. Am I the only...
Okay, so... there's a lot to unpack right there. I don't know if you want to go first, Will.
Well, I mean, everything is really a security issue when it comes to dealing with China now, because we have the World Health Organization, once the U.S. dipped out of that, it's basically run by Bill Gates, and he's buddy-buddy with China. And then every American company, as we've talked about before on the show, when we go over there, we have to give Google some stake in that company and some patents, and they get to see what we do. And then, obviously, we have, I mean, you guys have probably seen the videos. I've seen multiple videos now of them sending us these masks, and they're wiping they're sneezing on it, they're wiping their feet on it. I mean, can you imagine what they're doing not on camera? And then to add everything to that, I mean, China, I mean, almost every damn thing we purchase is made by slave labor in China. And God only knows what they could be putting in all this stuff coming over to the United States. And then on top of that, Hollywood also has been dumbing down their movies for India and China. And it's just everything is pretty much susceptible to from propaganda to the products. And then there's even companies manufacturing some of these pharmaceutical companies. A lot of the stuff is made in China, too. So, I mean, every up and down, left and right, it's a threat to our security.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the idea of DNA collection has finally hit the masses. Finally. Yes. I mean, come on, seriously. We have vaccines that work half the time. Okay. Yes, the American vaccines work better. Sure. If that's what they say. I know they injure more. The vaccine injuries are not being addressed by anybody right now, and I don't know why. It seems to be very devastating to have something that would be mandated on us if some of us weren't gullible enough to take stuff. So, I mean, I'm glad for sheep to some degree. I know that much. So, yeah. By the way, that clip from China Uncensored. Chris Chappell, great guy. I got to have him on the show one day. He's my kind of journalist. Anyhow, yes, this is it's kind of scary. It's really, yeah, when you hear all these names, I mean, it's red flags everywhere. Bush, how far ahead do they have this stuff planned? Yeah, I said it. Planned. Planned, planned, planned. Plandemic. That's what it's all about. That mullah. That money. They're always going to try to come at it. And they have to soak it up, and they have to soak it up fast. I know that. Because they are turning us into a communist civilization. Communist society. Well, everybody's flat broke, don't have a say. We're headed there, people. Mark my words. All these businesses that still want to do business with China. You know, NBA. Yeah, NBA. Dallas Mavericks owner says, hey, you know, they're customers. Can't solve all of the world's problems. We're not going to boycott China. So one thing feeds another. And we all need to start watching. Anyways, we'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And yes, we are back. I'm on a different microphone, so this should be very fun. Okay, give me a second here to readjust. And we should be good to go. All right, I like that. So, yes. And I'm actually learning, because I want to make some money in this messed up economy. I was told something about blockchain the other day. I'm still kind of fuzzy on the concept. Could you fill me in a little bit more on that? Do you know anything about the crypto mining?
Yeah, so, mining... there's some places that you can mine. You used to be able to mine Bitcoins, no longer. But Bitcoin is just one application of blockchain technology. And now I was recently at last year's Libertarian National Convention. I talked to people. They're already on post-blockchain technology. They already have other stuff. But basically, the way the internet works right now is if I was a hacker and I wanted to hack into PayPal or MasterCard or something like that, or Apple or Facebook, all I have to do is hack into PayPal, MasterCard, Apple, or Facebook, because they have their private servers in massive rooms. And if you hack into those servers, then you hack in and you can get everybody's information. The difference with the blockchain is it would be decentralized. So instead of all the information being stored on massive servers in a private room, the information is stored separately on my private server, your server, Steven Germany's server, Bob, and all these different people have encrypted bits of it. So instead of one person just hacking Facebook and getting all information, or MasterCard and getting all these credit card information, you would have to hack, depending on how many people you have on that blockchain, dozens, hundreds, thousands, millions, of billions of people's computers simultaneously. And that's just impossible to do, pretty much. However, this also opens up an entirely new world, because the world as we know it that's on the internet will also be on the blockchain. Everything that you think of now that's on the internet will also be on the blockchain. I went to a conference in Boston 2 years ago about blockchain technology, and they said that as far back as 2015, every top 20 company has had research and development into or their own blockchains already collected. If you go buy a bag of chips, they got PepsiCo. Pepsi's got their own blockchain. And now it's almost to the point where a lot of things are going to be, almost everything, like I said, will be on the blockchain unless there's a new technology to supersede it. And so some of the implications of this is, before, if you are like me and you like cool sneakers, let's just say there was somebody in Michigan, or even better, let's make it Canada, right? So he got a pair of sneakers I like. I got the money that he likes, and we want to make a trade. So before, I would have my bank talk to PayPal, have American Express do the exchange, talk to his bank, have to his PayPal, and then boom, after we it goes through all these other hoops, and we have to pay for those services too. Then I'll get the sneakers and he'll get the money. Blockchain technology, that takes out the middleman. So that has some very important ramifications for the future of society. Most people would be surprised to know that there's a music blockchain on music, and I'll give you some more examples after the break. But this is one cool example where before the way that things worked was, hey, you want to make a record? You sell your soul here for these one of these people in the industry. And the industry will tell you exactly what to say, who to collaborate with, pick all your beats for you. And then they'll give you some of that money back after you've done all these albums and performances and tours. Now they even have music on the blockchain where even Justin Bieber or anybody like me, instead of the fans buying the purchase after the fact, the fans will give you money on the blockchain. The fans will support you blockchain. On the blockchain, they takes out the middleman. So that one gives the more money directly to the artist. Two, opens up a whole bunch of creativity and leverage and cuts out the middleman. So blockchain is an astounding technology, and it can be used in a number of ways. But that those are a few.
Well, I really like the sound of that. Okay, we're going to discuss this a little bit more when we come back from break, y'all. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-766 2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Talking about that blockchain. Yeah. See, there's two things that I never thought would go together other than getting your chain taken while being on the block. Yeah. Well, you know, computers, they turn the most amazing things right around, don't they?
You know, The thing about blockchain technology to me is I describe it as the new Wild West, because everything is eventually going to be there. And the thing is, right now, there's a lot of people like you and I on the blockchain. But over the last couple of years, there's also, because that was kind of like our thing. You know what I'm saying? Most blockchain technology started as like a solution. You know what I'm saying? Bitcoin started as, you know, as the opposite of the fiat system, although it itself is fiat, although, you know, that's, there's a yes and no to that too, but there are different theories on that. But so this blockchain technology is really somewhere where we want to put our are flagging to this new Wild West because people are coming over and trying to take this out. But this can be something that's very empowering. But just like any other technology too, like I told you, this could be the technology we use to take back the system. Or, I mean, people already have white papers out there talking about, you know, that, and this is from like 4 years ago, they were talking about, oh, they can put your soul on a blockchain. They can put your body and your soul on a blockchain. So this obviously could have far-reaching negative implications or far-reaching positive implications, but it's really going to take we the people getting there and beating the baddies to it so that we can use this technology for good.
Well, I do know that the NSA is definitely getting involved in this. I believe they have their own currency coming out, or they have some sort of algorithm for making sure that your currency stays safe, that you have to acquire from them. Which, if it's anything like that, we know it's a backdoor automatically, for one. So these are definitely things to be learning about. Definitely keeping me up on the Joneses like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm still terrible at explaining blockchain. I've been trying to do it for a couple of years because I think it's one of the most fascinating and important things that people need to be talking about. And I literally sat there on YouTube and watched like 5 videos over and over and over again till I could kind of get good at explaining it, and I'm still really not that good. So I would suggest to all of our viewers, empower themselves, go watch a few YouTube videos on what blockchain technology is and how it works. I'm not the best at explaining things. I mean, I spent many, many years studying some of the other things that I talk about, and I'm fairly well read on that. But the blockchain technology, it's really, really cool, and it's going to be the future of things. And like I said, you know, I was at a libertarian convention, and, you know, those people are super smart, you know, and I'm networking, picking their minds. They're like, oh, blockchain technology, man, that's old. We already have post-blockchain technology and all this other stuff. So I'm not even on that, but definitely I would advise the audience to get up to speed on that. And also, you know, I mean, Bitcoin's a little pricey to get into. If you have money, man, people should get into Bitcoin. You know, the people say Bitcoin's a devil and it's bad. And it may be, and then some people say that Bitcoin is either been used from the first place, or has been taken over, and that's going to be the new digital world currency. But Bitcoin, like I said, is only one example of blockchain technology. So, you know, I'll tell you what, though, I definitely wouldn't mind having a few Bitcoins in my pocket, in my digital pocket.
Yes, I believe they're worth something like 18,000 per Bitcoin, 18, 15, yep, something like
and
that.
There's a slew of other cryptocurrencies too, because that are very profitable right now too. And every day, more and more projects are coming out, and so there's all sorts of things. Like I told you, everything is going to eventually be on the blockchain. You know, even like literally anything that you can think of, it will be on the blockchain. And then so people have all these different ideas. And then so it varies from things like, because blockchains themselves are all separate. So major blockchain technologies that people have heard of are probably Bitcoin or Ethereum or Monero. Those are three of the larger different blockchain platforms out there. But they all operate independently on their own blockchains. So then there's people creating ideas. Well, they having cross chains that has the ability to connect these chains. That's a great idea, and someone would want to invest money in that and in the cryptocurrency, invest with the cross chain idea, because that's something that people are going to use to trade cryptocurrencies, and that's something that's a logical extension, and that's something that people are going to invest in and make money. But then there's anybody from myself who can just make a coin, and probably the most famous, they call them SH blank T coins. But they're just silly coins. The most popular probably is Dogecoin, D-O-G-E, based on the meme and the dog. And someone just made up a coin, And then, you know, people kind of like laughed at it. So they bought some, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, investing in outside of Bitcoin and, you know, Monero and Ethereum, some of the larger ones, relatively inexpensive to get involved in crypto. And I mean, if I had extra money laying around, I'd invest a ton of money in a lot of these new blockchain and crypto projects coming up, because it's a very small amount that you could put into it, and the returns could be crazy. So, but even with this this Dogecoin, which was a meme coin, literally an SH, you know what, T coin, was already popular and was making money before Elon Musk tweeted about it. You know, and it's like a joke coin. It's literally a joke coin. And if you've been holding a joke coin, a coin that somebody just made up as a joke, if you've been holding that for a few years. Wow, I don't know what Doge is worth right now, but so you know, it's a whole wide open field there, and there's a lot of people who are very smart. And you know, V and I are going to chat behind the scenes on this. I myself have created not just myself, me and my team of nerds over here. We created a really dope blockchain project. I'm going to have you read the white paper and stuff, V. And there's ways that you can put things into blockchain. Like you're talking about earlier about the NSA having backdoors. Well, there's certain things you can code into your blockchain to make it do whatever you want, right? So you can code for anonymity if you want to put that in. Or if you want to code transparency into your blockchain so everybody knows what's going on and there's no backdoors and what you see is what you get, you can do that too. So it's a very, very interesting future that we're going to be living in. And, you know, with the instability of a lot of currencies, and you're talking about how the NSA might have their own coin coming out soon. Well, there's several places. Iraq has their own crypto. There's a lot of places that have their own cryptos and their own blockchains and all this other stuff. So it's going to be interesting. A lot of that's competing with the dollar. And then it's going with the theme of the show as well too, which is, hey, China's is burgeoning on the world economy stage as well too. So mix that with crypto and the death of the dollar and gold. It's going to be all making for an interesting mix.
Well, and there's a lot of things right there to talk about. I mean, well, for one, China, the U.S., U.S. federal government is indebted how many trillions to China? I mean, loads of money, right? So, do you think that could be part of the reason why they're trying to ramp up to war? I mean, bottom line is population control, but is that something that's fueling the fire, you think? The government doesn't like to pay anybody back. They don't like to pay anybody money. I mean,
you're right.
To put sanctions on somebody that you owe, I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, they didn't even want to pay the healthcare for the first responders on 9/11. I talk a lot about how cops disrespect the Constitution, but I don't care if you're an ordinary person, a cop, a firefighter, when you go and risk your own life to save others on the biggest quote-unquote terrorist attack of all time, you better pay their healthcare. And the fact that they can't even look after those people is pretty indicative of how they might treat others, like the innocent people in Iraq, Afghanistan, and so forth. But yes, you know, I always was kind of wondering when I started waking up, I was like, okay, well, this doesn't make sense. If the Federal Reserve is making this plan, then sooner or later, if my maths add up, and I'm not too good at math, they can't print money out of thin air forever. Eventually, this is all going to collapse. Hyperinflation and all this. They're like, this is a plan that's invariably going to lose. And as I've heard other researchers talk about, their idea is they're not taking the blame. They're not going to take the blame. COVID already started that too, right? Because now the economy was going to hell already, right? And now, we can just blame that on COVID. It's not the government's fault. It's not these massive corporations. It's not fascism's fault. No, it's COVID. Oh, and then
And then war comes around, and then more large businesses, Raytheon, Boeing, you know, they do swimmingly, and then the mom and pops, they're forgotten about. But the economy is doing good. The whole time Trump was in presidency, two people are like, well, Trump, you know, Trump kind of brought back the economy. No, he didn't. Trump did not bring back the economy at all. First of all, he destroyed the American economy when he had the emergency order and shut down the Constitution. But even before that, they're like, oh, Wall Street at a record high. Wall Street at a record high. That's great. That's great because they're gaming the system. But mainstream is not at a record high. So yeah, they're definitely going to use war. They're going to use coronavirus. Anything but themselves. They're narcissists. They'll never take the blame on themselves for this massive problem that they've created, which has left people homeless and hungry.
Hmm. Yeah. Also, by the way, wow, there's just so many things to touch on. So, China had an inside man here. They're in New York. Want to know who he was? There was a New York police officer. New York police officer who is a Tibetan, but he was naturalized by the U.S. He was a U.S. Marine, et cetera, et cetera, and went on to be a cop. The FBI had been investigating him for years and has the evidence of him being paid large lump sums of money. You know, around the order of 4,000, I'm sorry, $40,000, $50,000 to $100,000 at a time. and to be a spy on his own people, other Tibetans. The Chinese Communist Party have lost their freaking minds. I mean, I wouldn't want to pay a madman back either. How am I going to make the world a better place if I were in debt and have to pay money back to the establishment? it's a wild, wild world. This cop also got so close, I mean, to the infrastructure of our actual government. It's taking pictures with at least one senator. You know, just so close. But that goes to show you how far and wide this spy BS is, this spy community crap. It's horrendous. It's really horrendous. And, you know, when you got big, bad Chinese Communist Party, you know, they don't give you time. They don't give you life sentences for the little corruption that they have. No, you get the death penalty. You get killed. Okay? Winnie the Pooh has had several people shot in the face in front of their subordinates just to make some points. Yeah, I'm quite sure he made them. Yes. So, yeah, with all the debt, with all the craziness, government spending, government shouldn't be spending anything. If we have to start up our own currency, which is an amazing concept on its own, I mean, for years I wondered as a child, how can Disney make their own dollars? How come the pizza joint around the corner have their own coins? It's illegal to make currency. I understand it's in store only, but still, potentially could be used outside. But anyhow, yeah, it just amazes me. Absolutely amazes me.
Well, I don't know if you remember this one from a few years back. This is actually 2018.
San Francisco CBS detailed surface about Dianne Feinstein and the Chinese spy. So apparently her driver for 20 years was a Chinese spy, according to Politico, according to, even Snopes says it's unproven. But you have multiple outlets reporting that Dianne Feinstein, I believe there was another one too. I don't know if it was it Swallowswell, whatever, one of those boys. he had a Chinese spy, one of them too, another one. So yes, they're deep. And a couple of years ago, there was a lot of university clubs. It was either for Chinese culture or language, and that came out. That was all a front for Chinese spies too, and all of our major universities. So it's very prevalent.
Yes, and that to potentially give them our DNA with these tests. And I'm going to tell you something right now, people. I've actually come up with the conclusion, with all the evidence, it's really sick how they're doing this, because people are complaining about the accuracy of the COVID-19 test. Well, the thing about it is, some of these tests, there's a algorithm. Some of them are just randomized, and they're preloaded to be positive. Okay, that's how you sell vaccines. Okay, some of these are preloaded, and these doctors know which ones are preloaded. Some of them are insiders. You happen to be a targeted individual? Oh, you're traveling around the world with a message? Oh, wait, COVID test. Oh, you're positive for COVID? Quarantine. You ain't going nowhere. Or maybe you don't have to be a targeted individual per se, but I mean, you could be an activist. You could be an opposing politician. You could be anybody, official. There's a lot of power behind falsifying COVID-19 tests. Lots of power and lots of money. It's incredible. Yeah, how could it be so? You can't. The government is not that inept. Now, I call these creatures Illuminatars all the time. Yeah, well, yeah, they are dumber than I am, but they're smarter than a lot of people out there who turn around and think that they're dumb, but they're the ones getting tricked, thinking, oh, they're so inept, they're so incompetent. No, this was broken on purpose and for a reason. That reason, well, I just disclosed. So you got these vaccines, and I really want somebody to step up. I really want somebody to step up. I put this challenge out there before. Anybody who's had COVID-19, step up to the plate. I want to talk to you. Now, I know I got more than two listeners on the show. I get pinged. I get hailed from this place, that place, all over the country. So I really want somebody to step up and let me know what's really real. Huh? Because I've got what I can see. I've got my third eye wide open. Okay? I'm just not seeing what is being said on the mainstream news. I'm not seeing it. This is like the most ridiculous facade ever. More ridiculous than the weatherman faking strong winds, like he's going to get blown away People just casually walking by.
With the guy when he's standing in a puddle pretending he's in a flood from the Weather Channel. I mean, those are the best videos, and that's how they really are all the time. We only catch them some of the time. And just to go back to what I was saying, I looked it up. Yeah, it was Eric Swalwell. He's the guy that farted or sharted on live air too. He also did that. This is from Axios. How a suspected Chinese spy gained access to California. Washington Post, Eric Swalwell, an alleged Chinese spy, what we know. And then, yeah, it's the Chinese Students and Scholars Association is the official organization for overseas Chinese students and scholars registered in most colleges and universities. And as far back as 2015, and then recently too, they've been accused of being a front organization for industrial espionage. And they found documents and emails to back that up. So, you know, it's not just a cop. It's a Democratic senator, not just any, too. Dianne Feinstein, a powerful senator. Her driver for 20 years. Eric Swalwell, didn't he run for president or try to early on? And I mean, he was like he's a pretty popular guy for God knows what reason. And then you have it all the universities, too. And it's so funny. I don't want to sound like a right-wing guy because I'm not, but I mean, it's really sad to see the left getting along with communist Chinese. I know I'm sounding like I'm Alex Jones here, like it's the world's biggest problem is the Chi-Coms. But they're definitely up there, and it's crazy because I mean, literally, they're pushing the same stuff that is in. I mean. They don't even have to be in the colleges. The professors are teaching them communism, and then it's good. You know, you guys should move on to another country. You know, these the kids here in the colleges, they're well aware. Do you think Dianne Feinstein needs to know the communism's good? No, you're just going to spy on her. But yeah, it's pretty crazy how pervasive that this is, and you know, that's just China. You know what I'm saying? So. It's interesting to see what they have and all the toys that they're coming out with now. They're telling us about deep fakes and they're telling us about this and that. And, you know, God only knows what they've had for super, super long, you know?
Scary. It is scary. Scary stuff. Don't have to look for an imprint guard anymore. Well, not for everybody. Yeah, we're going to go to commercial break. We'll be back after the top of the hour.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.